broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. 8:15.
Right on time.
Ooh, getting close.
Unbelievable. We got 1,000 listeners.
We got a biggest show.
1,000 people, probably. Yeah,
everybody waiting.
Yep. And we get on at 8:15.
Yeah, but they can't take it.
Nope.
I think it's over.
That got them time. Gave them enough time to get logged on and settled down.
Well, actually, it worked out good because our main guest is not here yet. He just left Elks at 8:05.
Ooh.
Right, so he'll be here shortly.
That's right.
Yeah, a little busy today. Probably 80 degrees.
And a pretty nice day out.
Yeah, I think that the old Elks is a little busy, but
probably was a little busy.
And we got a great show. We have got so much stuff to give away tonight, folks. And
awesome.
And we got the greatest sponsors and the people who
they're awesome.
You just make a phone call, and next thing you know, you got all this groovy stuff. And just a little bit of what we're giving away today. We got pizzas from Miracle Lanes. We got a $50 B-Dub gift certificate. We got a Hastings Auto lube oil filter, which is a great gift. We have Reds tickets.
And Hastings, when they do the change oil, they vacuum your car.
Beautiful.
Cleaner. I like that.
Cleaner up.
He wasn't going to do it for this one, though. Thanks, Neil.
He is now.
Yeah, he is. We got Merchant's gift certificates, compliments of the Fort Recovery Radio. We have Andy Stockler donated 4 Reds tickets, Stockler Concrete,
nice,
for the Reds and White Sox, which
who
will be
are on fire right now, too, Bob.
Are on absolute fire. Coopers have turkey rolls. We got some turkey rolls giveaway. Well, we just have a lot of stuff to give away, but our main prize tonight, and if you liked and shared the Mercer County Elks Kirby's thing they posted this week, if you liked and shared it, you're eligible for a driver, a Sims driver.
Looks nice.
It is a big time driver, and it's got a retail value of about 500 smolies. So we're giving that away tonight.
Sweet.
And all you got to do is we're going to draw that out about 9:15, and then you have till 9 o'clock to call the studio on Hastings Hotline. That number is Fee.
It is 937-310-2781.
And when you call that number, or you can and text us anytime, 419-852-9201.
Or 419-852-3599.
And these, we're going to give you some trivia questions throughout the night.
Yep.
We have a lot of neat trivia. Kirby always makes trivia too easy.
Speaking of Kirby,
I toughened it up a little bit this year. And last year I think we had a couple guys that just won all the prizes.
Yep.
So not this year. We're mixing it up because we got a little bit of everything.
I love it.
So right now we're going to take... Hi, Kirk.
Hello.
We're going to take a break. We're come right back with the man of the hour, Mr. Kirk Stuckey.
Yes, sir.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk four patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Fort Recovery baseball team is having an apparel sale. Here's a great opportunity to show your support for the program by getting some items featuring Fort Victory baseball. Fleece blankets, carry-all totes, stadium seats, jerseys, long and short sleeve t-shirts, hooded sweatshirts, and more, with most clothing items available in women's, men's, and youth sizes and styles. Get your order form from any of the players or at Purple Post. Pick out what you want and return it by Thursday, April 8th. You can send it with your student to the school office or drop it off at the Purple Post. Be sure to show your support for the team this season with your own official Fort Recovery baseball apparel. Again, you can get your order form now from any player or at the Purple Post. Be sure to return it to the school or the Purple Post by Thursday, April 8th. Thanks for supporting our Fort Recovery baseball program. Here are the softball and baseball games coming up this weekend. Tomorrow, the Indians play baseball at Delphi St. John's, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game live. Friday, they'll play Houston at Day Air Ballpark, the home of the Dayton Dragons, with the first pitch at 4:30. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game live, but we want lots of fans in attendance. Tickets are only $6 each and must be purchased online. The link can be found on the Fort Recovery Athletics Facebook and Twitter pages, and Fort Recovery gets all the proceeds from the tickets sold. Also on Friday, the Lady Indians will play at Fort Laramie. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host Franklin Monroe in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. Get out to the ballpark on this nice weekend and help cheer on our Indians teams. We'll bring you all the baseball games live again this year right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bubby.
What do you know, brother?
Nothing. Golf week. Big golf week.
Let's talk a little bit before we get started here with Mr. Stuckey. Nice win for the baseball team the other day.
Yes, absolutely.
Going yard.
Clobbered the ball right out of the gate, didn't we?
Oh, I loved it.
Two big long balls by Kobe Wendell and Riley Will. Get us off to a 5-0 first inning start. And we kind of cruise from there.
Yeah, 14-1. Big one tomorrow night. We go to Delphi, the open Mac play.
First Mac play. It'll be a good one. They got a kid that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's hurt or not because he hasn't thrown one inning.
Really?
So I'm not sure.
Interesting.
But we'll find out. I think Daniel's going to go for us and should be interesting.
That'll be get us off to a good start.
Yep.
Mr. Kirk Stuckey.
How long a drive is that?
Too long.
It's a long drive.
It is a long drive.
It is. You go up to Lake Erie and you make a left.
Take a left.
Makes you appreciate not being a WBL.
Yeah.
No kidding. That voice you hear on the other end of that microphone is Mr. Kirk Stuckey. How are you doing, Kirk?
Kirby.
Doing great.
Kirby, first of all, welcome back to this is about the third or fourth year you've been here for the Masters Week, ain't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd say at least.
Probably sixth.
Probably every time.
Probably every year.
It's been a while.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He didn't
do it last year.
Well, he was on in the fall.
That's right.
We did it.
On in the fall.
Time out. Who's the idiot?
Yeah, it's me. Well, I was just thinking they didn't have it last year, but they did have it in November, didn't they? Yeah.
Jeez.
Call yourself a golf fan.
No, I call myself Alzheimer's.
Yes.
I got me and Jack Hanna. Oh, that makes me sad.
Jack
Hanna.
Oh.
So you don't know where animals are anymore.
Yeah, he's running. That's terrible. I love that guy. He was great on Carson.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
They have some of the best episodes when he'd bring it.
He'd bring something in.
Nobody did it better than Carson either. Kirby, we had a, when you talked last week about doing a little giveaway here. And of course, you step up to the plate like you always do. And you got some you're giving away today.
We are going to give away a TaylorMade Sim driver. It's last year's model.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we did a little Facebook post on the Elks page and had a ask you to like and share it.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate everyone who did. That always gets our information out a little better. We always have a lot of things going on at the Elks, so that helps us. We always post everything on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
So if you want to know what's going on at the Elks, you know, check into our Facebook and Twitter, but we had over 160 shares and likes,
nice.
So that's pretty good.
Wow.
So somebody now,
someone wants to win a driver.
Somebody wants a driver.
And they are winning a driver.
Yes.
But we also have a lot of other stuff to give away tonight.
And
we talked about
stuff.
That earlier. We got Reds tickets. We got B-Dub, $50 gift certificate, merchant gift certificates,
nice.
Prizes from Hastings. We got all kinds of stuff to give away. And Kirby, before we get started here with some trivia, let's talk a little bit about the golf season and the COVID. And last year at this time, you were scratching your head. You didn't know what was going on. They said you couldn't play. They said you couldn't be open. And they said you could because we needed exercise. And we made it through.
Yeah, so last year at this time, it was a lot of unknowns. Yeah. I mean, a lot of there unknowns was. And everything. A lot of things closed, but, you know, the golf course, we were open, then we were closed, and we were open, and we were closed again,
yeah,
and we were open again. But it worked out great on a golf course standpoint. You know, we made a lot of modifications. We checked everyone in outside there for a while. We didn't let anyone inside. We would serve everyone outside. We learned some things that worked better than what we normally do. But you know, it was one of our busiest years ever. Just we introduced a lot of new people to golf. We taught them that there's a lot more to just golf, mm-hmm, out at the golf course. Yeah. So. Yeah, so we're really excited about this year.
Tent came in handy, too.
The tent was awesome.
It was a great idea.
It was awesome. Yeah, a little entertainment in there, a little music. Room,
and that made...
You know, those first 3 weekends we were able to open, you know, yep, throw tables everywhere. People, yep, were ready to get out.
Kept away from each other, and that was perfect.
I think when I think back of the whole thing, I think the number one thing that amazes me is the couples that showed up. And I think that... That people figured out that the Elks is, there's a, you know, and I, you know, the stud of me, keep the women off the golf course, but yeah, my wife's over there all the time too. And it really is on Fridays and Saturday nights, there's always something to do with your spouse.
It is. The neat thing is to have the couples over there. You know, we get a great atmosphere. Being in the middle of Mercer County, you get Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Marion, Salina, New Bremen. We get a good contingent from everywhere.
Great group.
And really, the best thing about the golf course is the ambiance afterwards.
Yep.
Is the camaraderie of everyone, yeah, and 300%. The couples get together. And, you know, that's really the best thing we have going in Mercer
Absolutely.
County. You don't see that everywhere.
Yep.
So.
I think you, last year you did a great job of getting a lot of live music,
mm-hmm,
and that really made Friday nights and Saturday nights a lot, yeah, of fun, you know, and then like Bob said, I think everybody brought their spouses out and had a few drinks, cocktails, danced a little bit, and had fun, and
yeah, so this year we're working on live music every Friday night,
yep,
everyone's invited, whether you golf or not. You know, there's plenty of room out there. We'll always, yeah, add a table. We'll always add a chair. So,
yep, absolutely.
We'll put tables on the 18th green if we have to.
Whatever it takes.
Screw it. I mean.
All right. So we are going to give away this 419-852-9201.
419-733-6261.
419-852-3599.
We are giving away a 15-inch pizza, and you got to text the answer into this one. Text the answer.
All
text
right.
only.
We need to know. And whoever bings us, one of us three first wins this.
Ooh.
Gotta be first.
Yep.
Do they have to be correct?
Well,
you didn't say that.
Probably
you said first.
Dustin Johnson won the Masters of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
How much did Dustin Johnson win as a take-home prize,
ooh,
for the Masters? What was Dustin Johnson's prize of winning the Masters?
Everyone's on Google, ooh, right?
Google. Right now, everybody's on. Right. And we are first text wins.
First text.
Uh-oh. Oh no! I don't have an answer. I got Tony Kramer wants to know who won the match between Kirby, Walleye, Chaz, and Tony.
Don't want to talk about Tony.
Okay, I got a ping. Nope, I got a WTF. Okay, we will cancel that one.
Nobody can find it.
Yes, you would. So far, nothing.
Nothing.
Dustin Johnson's
pizza
purse.
We're waiting to give away a pizza. Oh. I got one.
Another ping.
Who we got?
Ping.
I got Cody.
And the purse, it was?
$18.7 million.
The winner's share only.
Winner's share only.
Yes, Dustin Johnson's share only.
Dustin Johnson's share only. Darian Scheffer had the whole purse of, yep, $11.5 million. That is correct. Yep. I want to know what Dustin Johnson won.
What did Dustin win?
For a pizza at Miracle Lanes. So far,
I think maybe he won a pizza.
Anybody got anything yet?
I think that's what he won.
About 11.5.
That's the purse. That's the purse.
Everybody found the purse.
Dustin Johnson's share.
Dustin Johnson's
the winner's share.
Everybody right now is on their
phone.
This
is great.
Figure it out.
That's a good question.
Come on, folks.
1.5.
Man, we're going to eat the pizza if nobody gets
this. This has got to be to the penny.
It's got to be exact.
To the penny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tony Kramer. Wrong. $1.8 million. Wrong.
Tony, come on.
Can we say if it's low or high?
It is. He is low.
I was pretty sure of.
This isn't Bob Barker and the Price is Right.
That's a good point.
Higher, lower.
Okay.
Hot, cold.
I take it
like
back.
Like the fiddle. We need the ukulele guy going up.
A little higher.
That really isn't a ukulele.
No, it ain't. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Is these alert. Questions? I said I was going to toughen them up. I didn't know we had the dumbest listeners in the history. Does anybody golf or watch the Masters? Moron City out there.
Well, they would have watched if it had been in the spring.
We got 160 people like and share. Nobody knows this answer. All right, here's the deal.
I got somebody thinking.
We're going to throw in an extra pizza. Two pizzas.
Ooh.
Jody Stogler, $2 million.
Wrong.
Two pizzas now.
I had two of them say about, $2
million. I got $2,070,000.
Bingo.
Who?
No.
Cody wins.
Cody Feely.
$2,070,000.
$2,070,000.
I was putting in
RD
2.2.
Just got in too.
Everybody figured it out. They found
now
it.
Now we got answers. Everyone's once I added that second pizza.
Yes. Brad Dwanger, second too late.
Sorry, bud. Hey, if you're listening, you can't be messing around. We are not dicking around enough.
Fast. Matt Kramer. 5 seconds too late.
Sorry, boys. This is not screwing around. I don't have recovery radio.
Cody said my wife found it.
Jody Stogler still has it wrong.
Yeah, she's still getting it wrong. She has no idea. Gail Judy, but a little late.
A little late.
Cody Feely wins two pizzas from Miracle Lanes.
Woo!
He doesn't like Miracle Lanes, does he?
He don't live too far from there. Yeah, pretty close to it.
I think he lives there, actually.
Yeah.
I think he actually lives there.
He might be there a little bit.
Yeah.
Kirby, you have a neat little Masters tournament drawing thing, and I know a lot of the listeners out there are members of the Elks and also guys who hang out there. Mm-hmm. You have a little pool going on.
So we do a little pool. I actually got it from my cousin who runs these pools to raise money for. He's got a daughter who has Down syndrome, so he started running pools. He ran them before he had that daughter, but now he takes a portion of that pool for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, but I kind of copied off of it a little bit and brought it to Mercer County on the local stage. So. But it makes it a lot of fun. Gives you someone to root for.
Yeah,
it's kind of neat. So I mean,
If anybody's interested in this, they can text you or you can
text me now. I'll send you the picture of the pool.
Yep,
it's $30 to get in. You can Venmo me at Kirk-Dookie. It's that easy.
Piece of cake.
Just put thanks in the memo. That way, there's no gambling involved in the memo. But text me. 419-733-6261. You want to get in? I'll send you a picture of it. Send it back by midnight tonight.
We got a protest.
See y'all early
tomorrow.
We got a protest.
Said they have bad service.
Bad service.
So they had it in first, but it didn't get to us in time.
Who's that?
Who? Gail. Yeah, she's in Coldwater.
Gail.
She could have drove it over here.
Pay a little more money.
Drove the answer. Unbelievable.
Gail, T-Mobile's a thing of the past.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly. All right, we got a trivia question to take us to a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want me to go? You got one?
You go.
All right, here we go.
Bobby's got another one.
Here we go, folks.
What are we giving away?
We're giving away a $20 merchant gift certificate.
Yes.
$20 merchant gift certificate. You can go to any merchant.
Yep. Virtually. There's a list of them, but there's 100. So
can you go to Hastings Auto Sales?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
There's 100 merchants in Fort Recovery.
Yes.
I did not know that.
There's more than that, but that's how many are on the list.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I live in Osgood. I mean,
you
see what I know.
Yeah. Do good.
Yep. Winners.
All right, here we go. Winners.
Post office.
In... Okay, this is a tough one.
Tough one.
All right. On holes, Race Creek runs through the southwest corner of Augusta National.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the holes that Race Creek crosses on. We're going to break. We'll come right back. Sports Talk. Text us in. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It's the seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for just $15,900. Also available is a 1999 Pontiac Bonneville SE with keyless entry, power steering, local trade with 111,000 miles on it for just $3,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wow.
The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event.
Wow.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes.
Our question was, Race Creek.
Race Creek?
Runs through three holes.
Yep.
Fee, the holes are?
11.
That's Kirby peeing right here, if you guys hear the flush. That was unbelievable.
Our club pro just took a 10-minute pee.
Unbelievable.
Well, he's good for the rest of the show.
The door. What are you, a camel? Jesus.
Come on now.
All right, here we go. Race Creek runs through what three holes at the Masters?
At the Masters, 11, 12, and 13.
And you are correct. And the winner
is.
We got a lot of right answers.
We did have a lot of right answers.
So I'm gonna. The first one to get it right was Randy Diller.
RD.
Tony Kramer, of course, he missed it. Tony's 0 for 2.
Tony.
Tony's sound asleep. 12 and 13. Tony had that is wrong. Dan Wilker got it right. Bill Wellman got it right. Jody just put 3. I have no idea what Jody. She's hammered back. I have no idea what she's doing.
I already told her it was 3.
She's drinking wine sitting at home.
Oh, yeah. Good for her.
The winner. Oh, Tony says it doesn't run through 11. Wrong, Mr. Tony. Wrong.
I don't know. Tony Kramer knows a lot.
This is fact.
Maybe it does. Does it run through it, or is it right beside it where you can go into it?
I don't know. I just looked it up.
It affects those holes.
I Googled it, and Google
is
looked
never
it up.
Wrong.
Randy Diller's winning this prize because what's he winning? What did I say?
The $20.
Randy Diller.
Yep. He's pretty good at supporting Fort Recovery merchants.
Randy Diller's
that'll come in handy for him.
But he wins prize.
He's good to go.
So far, two Fort Recovery people. Cody Feely, Randy Diller. A lot of great answers.
It runs behind 11, not through it.
Well, that's the same deal.
It affects
it. Who said that?
Ryan Steinberg.
I was punched. Hey, Ryan Steinberg's got a gift here.
Yep.
He does.
From the last one.
Yeah.
From the other Masters.
Does he never come to town?
Nope. Yeah. He can't get made it.
What did he win?
Bubba just tore it
around
up.
Around the golf, I believe.
9 holes, foursome for 9. Ryan Steinberg, stop up and pick that up.
See,
Crusher Rammel has one.
I just Venmoed Crusher Rammel $400.
Bill Hampson. Ooh. Bill Hampson's got a gift
Bill Hampson.
Awesome. All right, here we go. Kirby, you got one?
Another trivia?
Yeah.
What are we
got a lot
away?
Of stuff to give away. We got a $50
$50. B-Dubs gift certificate.
Ooh, everybody likes B-Dubs.
What's the nearest B-Dubs?
Here.
St. Mary's.
Greenville. Greenville sucks. Can I say that?
I've been in there. I didn't have any problems.
I'm not a fan of Greenville. I agree.
Yeah,
not a fan of Greenville.
Does it mean you go there?
Yes.
Yeah, I
service.
Not a fan.
Service
is
slow.
Yeah.
So if you're going to use it, go
Food's
to St. Mary's.
Beer's cold.
Beer was cold. PBR.
Or if you're going on vacation, you can use it on vacation. About like,
you could use it any B-Dubs. That's the great thing about it. Anything you want.
Well, that those ones that Cody got, he can use it any Miracle Links.
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
Who won?
Tony giving us, he calls BS. Tony Kramer in a complete rage in Salina, Ohio.
Montezuma. He's not happy right now.
Montezuma, Salina.
No, different.
Same school district.
Different. Well, same school district, but different town. Do not tell it to the Montezumians.
I'm going to punch you. What do you got? Here we go. Come on. Let's go. Don't make
you
it
want
easy.
Question
number three. No.
Do you know this question off the top of your head?
Bring it. I don't know.
Bring this it on. If you know this, I'll ask another one.
Okay.
Okay. If you know this B-dubs? One off the top of your head.
All right.
If you know this question off the top of your head.
Okay.
I'll ask another one.
And I will donate something.
And you will donate probably nothing.
Nothing. Probably.
Yeah probably.
Who won the first Masters in 1934?
Oh, Jesus.
Who is it, Bob? Who do you say? Before anyone answers.
I don't have a clue. Don't look at me.
Top of your head?
I was only 20 then, so I don't remember.
Good guess.
Didn't have it on TV.
So easy.
Hmm.
Is it somebody I could just name?
Yeah, I got
I think
it.
He's from Michigan, I believe.
Beauchamp Blecker.
No. It is. Who started the Masters dinner?
RJ the DJ.
Says Horton Smith.
Horton Smith.
Is that right?
RJ the DJ.
RJ the DJ.
Wait a minute. My phone's banging.
My phone. It's new nothing.
Cody was all over. Look at all these people.
Too easy.
Huh?
That's easy. Too easy. Girl,
yeah. You suck. Got that one.
Is that still Tony?
Bobby Jones, Jack Stalger, no clue.
That'd have been my guess. Or one of the other old
Horton,
partners.
Here's I got a text coming wide open. Must not have good service.
Cody Philly with the I got blanked on here. We got some disgruntled
fans right now. Now, can you win more than once tonight?
You can
except
win
for
the
driver,
prize.
Except for the driver.
Everybody, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's so, Cody, you can't win every prize
Cody,
tonight.
You are real. Cody is killing the show.
He's going to win everything.
Yeah.
We know you know the Masters.
Horton Smith.
Horton.
Yes.
Smith.
Horton.
Oh, this is a good one.
Hey, man. Let's give one. Him a. Wait a minute. Let's give. Because.
I guess we've been wrong.
Let's give Ryan a gift certificate, merchant gift certificate for that.
Sounds great.
You like that?
That sounds great.
All right. Next question.
I thought it was the Buffalo Wild Wings.
That question was for me. He just,
yeah. Okay.
But we're throwing in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So right. He's going to win a $10 merchant gift certificate along with his 9 holes.
Yep. He's got 9 holes.
From the fall.
Kick Cody Feely out. Okay, I got that text. Don't hate the player, hate the game, Kirby. Man, this is a tough crowd.
Good game.
Tough crowd out there today. Dan Wilker, Horton Smith shot 284. Par the last 3 holes. He's all over it.
Dan Wilker.
Yeah.
Masters guru.
He's drinking orange juice on the way up, 18. All right, next
unlike
question.
Unlike Angel Cabrera,
this is the BW.
Smoking a cigarette up 18.
Here's the BW. $50 right. Gift
tough
card.
One now. That's gotta be
yeah.
One.
It's gonna be tough.
You got a good one.
It's gonna be tough.
Or no?
Huh?
You got a good one?
Yeah.
It better be right. Tony Kramer will call you out.
I will punch Tony Kramer.
I bet not.
How many sudden death playoffs have there been in the Masters?
In the Masters.
Sudden death playoffs in the Masters.
Mm.
Everybody got their phones out. Get come on, let's go, fit folks.
Here we go.
Cody hate you. Okay. Thank you, Code. Sudden death playoffs. Whoever pings first wins a $50 B-dubs.
$50 B-dub.
How many sudden death playoffs have there been in the history of the Masters?
And you're saying Cody can't win that.
I heard it.
Johan Niekamp. 5. Ooh. How can Johan not know? He's a golfer.
Johan.
He's the best golfer to ever come out of
the
tournament.
What did Johan shoot today?
He's at the golf course.
What did he shoot?
I don't know.
He don't put his scores in.
He don't put his scores
no,
in.
He's a cheat.
Not like you. Jeff McCollum calls you out every week.
I will
week.
Kill Jeff McCollum. Uh-oh, I'm pinging.
I got an out.
I got one.
Uh-oh, I got one.
Jack.
17.
No.
17's wrong?
17's wrong.
That's what I got.
I have a winner.
Jack Stogler, the correct answer. 11.
Brad Dwenger, 2 seconds late.
Ooh. Dwenger's got to get a little. Think about half
he's
drunk.
Slow fingers. Brew barn. He's got slow fingers.
Brad, not Brian.
Oh, okay. All right, Brad. Sorry, boob. Kim Feely with 11.
Mark Kanafke. Get a little quicker, buddy.
Boy, you guys, we got good listeners.
Yeah.
We do.
And if you're going to be snoozing.
Yeah. And if you don't have good cell reception where you are.
So who won that?
Go get in your car and move.
Jack Stogler?
Drive somewhere and
employees
sit in your car.
Ineligible.
FR Radio employees.
Uh-oh. Employees should not be eligible.
You're right.
And he donated it. What an idiot. I've tried to keep it discreet who donated a figure. The moron wins it.
That's perfect.
No, he is not getting it.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to the family. They're about to go to bed.
Uh-oh. Ooh,
yep.
I got a fourth grader, a third grader, and a 2-year-old.
They're the best.
Kind of a surprise, I guess.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, hey, they're about to go to bed.
Good night, girls.
Go to bed, good
night,
girls.
Girls.
No grumping, no crying.
Hey, Jody Stalker threw a 3 at me. She's got 3 stuck in her head right now.
It was great to see the kids at the Christmas thing.
Oh, they love that.
That was awesome.
Over. Yep.
That was good.
They loved having them.
I tell you what, we got that snowman for Ellie. Santa gave Ellie that snowman. She sleeps with it every night.
She loves
ever
that.
Ever since. Oh, she's got to have it.
That's awesome.
She won't go to bed without it. It's pretty cool.
Folks, it is 8:46. We are 15. When are we going to draw it out?
We said 8:45, but you guys started 15 minutes late.
And we were a little late. That's right. That is
Let's draw it at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. We're going to draw this driver.
And you got 10 minutes to call us.
Like and share.
You got to call us.
Facebook.
Yes, give us a call.
Yeah,
you got to call in. You're out. 10 minutes to call to win.
Yeah,
937.
A new winner.
We got to talk to him.
Write the number down.
937-310-2781. The Hastings Hotline.
Hey, I got another one here.
What you got?
This is for a Hastings lube, oil, and filter, and a $10 merchant gift certificate.
Come on up.
Hastings Auto and a $10 merchant gift certificate. Here's the question. This is good. Three men have went back to back and won the Masters. Three of them.
Ooh.
I need all three.
Ooh.
I need all three. Three men went back to back and won the Masters. I need the names.
We need
names. That's a good one.
Let's go.
Good one.
Here we go. First ping. The first ping. Rocker, what do you hold your hand up?
I have a guess.
What do you got?
You have to write them down.
Oh,
what if he gives him? Well, he can guess, but we can't tell him if he's right.
Okay, yeah, guess your guess.
Jack. Arnold.
Arnold.
And Tiger.
Jack.
Those are
Arnold,
three good
Tiger.
Guesses.
Them are great guesses.
I have no idea
we'll
if it's right.
We'll let you know if it's right.
All three pretty good.
This is all you got. Text in the winner. Text us.
I got one, Bobby.
What do you got?
I got Tiger Woods, Nick Faldo, and Jack Nicklaus.
That is correct.
Please say it's not Cody.
Don't say Cody. He don't win it.
It ain't Cody. It's his wife.
God dang it.
Same household's out.
Yeah.
Same household's out.
What? And
you're making the rules up as you're going now, Bob.
And they can't get a gift certificate to their dad's business. We got the dumbest listeners.
You got to quit going for the dumb stuff. Yeah. I also had Smoke Link with the same thing.
I got it. What'd you have?
Smoke Link.
Smoke Link. I got all kinds of right answers
on
this one.
Right answers. Yep.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
That was an easy question.
Terrible. One of them wasn't Rocker. Rocker didn't win.
No, it was Nick Faldo, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Eldridge Woods.
Tiger Eldridge Woods.
Smoke Link was your first one after Smoke, Kelsey?
Yep. We got them coming in wide open.
They're all wide open.
We got some listeners tonight.
This is good.
Yeah. Huh? They're getting better.
Yeah. So what are we giving away? We gave away the LOF.
Yep.
And a Mercer County and a merchant gift sticker.
$10 gift
sticker.
You should see this organization here. We have no idea what
we're
doing.
I have no idea. Look at his desk.
Have you written it?
There's more COVID on this desk.
No one has any idea what we got left to give away.
There's 42 empty beer bottles, 3 bowls of peanuts.
Peanuts everywhere.
Where's the meat and cheese tray tonight?
We haven't had one in the last year.
Since his last Masters?
Well, we didn't have one then.
We did.
Last COVID.
Yep.
I love meat and cheese trays.
We'll
get back to them in the fall.
We got a new dinner manager.
We do have a new food and beverage manager. We got a lot of fresh food coming. Tom Howe from New Bremen.
Tommy Howe
does a great job. We got some great flavors out there.
That's
a lot of
good.
Smoked pulled pork this year.
Really?
A lot of smoked pulled pork this year, yes.
That goes right
through. Tommy, I'll do a great job if you don't want to kill me first.
Is he going to kill you?
He probably will.
He might beat you up. Yeah, we'll have
But no, we're looking forward to this year. We're going to up our menu, change our menu.
Yeah?
We're going to a lot of fresh foods, a lot of fresh ingredients, a lot of food's going to be a lot better than it has been before. And that's all credit to Tom.
Tommy.
So.
Let's take a break here. Let's pay some bills. We are 10 minutes away from giving away a $10,000 driver.
The big boy.
How much?
$10,000.
$10,000.
We're still waiting
by Tiger Woods.
We're still waiting on confirmation from Todd Homan, Ross Homan, to giving away a chopper or a combine.
Yes. Come on, boys.
Or skid loader.
Todd, come on.
He's in Florida right now, but he sent me a picture. Says we're still working out the details.
Still working out.
Combine.
That would be great.
Combine.
I probably wouldn't need
at least
it.
I'll take it.
How about
I'll
drive that thing right
down. I'll drive that thing right down one's fairway. Combine.
Yeah.
How about a combine ride?
Come on, Todd.
There you go. I want a ride.
Hey,
a ride.
I want to get one of them big boys.
That ain't bad.
Let me tell you something. If you would set up a kids' day.
Oh yeah.
And have combines, skid loaders, track. You'd have 1,000 kids out there.
Oh, it'd be a million.
Yep.
I'm just thinking.
Plus, he'd sell about 4 of them. You've always got ideas, guaranteed. Don't you?
I'm just saying. Let's take a break. We got to pay some bills.
Jeez,
pay
the bills.
You know what we could do, but what you could do.
What's that?
Is you could have kids' day at Cooper's, and they could come help you catch turkeys.
That would be awesome.
Bubba has never caught one turkey in his life.
I will kill you.
Yeah, what does that count? One that
I
bit him
and got battle scars. I still got them.
Yeah. Well, he's saying you never caught one. You just got battle scars.
I got them all.
He's never tried to catch one.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 11th at the Fire Hall. That's right. They'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only, and the dinners are only $8 each and are available from any of the firemen. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick lunch during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 11th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley on the north side of the fire hall, and they'll bring them to you. The Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 11th from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
All right, we're back here at Sports Talk. We got a caller. Who we got here?
This is Ben. Ben Franklin.
Ben
Toby.
How we doing?
Carolina. Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin.
What do you got?
Hey, you got a great store over there. Yeah. Cold water.
There might be a little hammer. Where's Rendon? We want the driver.
No, we haven't drew yet. The driver is in 6 minutes.
It's big. Stay awake, boys.
Yeah.
Is that Kirk guy there?
Yeah, I think that Kirk guy's here. Kirk guy's here.
Yep. Kirby, I think
there's
a guy named Kirk there.
Yeah, there's a guy Kirk here.
Oh, hey, Kirk. Hey, Kirk.
Oh, my God. Where are you guys at?
Well, we're calling from Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee.
Yeah, we just wanted to say, welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
Well, that's great.
Glad to be here.
Hey, I hope you guys, I hope one of you guys win the driver.
We want a combine.
You got 10 minutes to get here to pick it up.
Yeah. Hey, see you guys later. Thanks for calling.
America.
I'll tell you, we got all kinds here at Forest Cover Radio.
Wow.
We're back here with Sports Talk. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Kirk Stuckey. You going to say hi to everybody? Or?
Hello.
We got Neil behind the board. Spencey, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
Not too bad?
Not too bad.
He's busy back there tonight. We got a big show. We're giving away a driver in about 5 minutes.
It's a really big shoe.
But we have a turkey roll from Cooper's.
Yes.
To give away first. Now, these turkey roast are awesome.
They're good.
Great.
They are. They're like $30, and breast meat's like going out of the world, so they're like $100. These things are worth a lot.
Huge.
Big. Kirby, you got a trivia question? You got one or you got one?
Nope.
Okay, Kirby's got one. Here we go. This is for a Cooper turkey roll. Get ready. Get your phones out.
Here we go.
Give them your phone numbers again in case we have new... Listen.
Todd Homan's got a toy skid loader if Kirby fixes me up with a shot of Fireball next time at DL.
You're on.
That's He's on.
Let's get half a bottle. That's right. Toy skid loader coming out.
Yep. All right, here we go. What do you got? This is, again, for a...
What are we doing?
What are we giving away? Oh, turkey roll.
Turkey roast.
Let's go, turkey
Compliments roast. Of Cooper Farms.
Cooper Farms.
You want a tough one or an easy one?
Just pick one. We got
All
a
right,
lot of
here
questions.
We go. You ready?
Let her rip.
Which player in the history of the Masters made a 13 on the shortest hole at Augusta National?
He made a 13.
A 13. What is the shortest hole, first of all?
I would say it's 12.
That's
12?
Without looking, that's what I would say, 12.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's a or 17. Yeah, 17's fine.
What did he make, 12 on it?
He made a 13.
He made a 13 on hole 12.
On a par 3.
On a par 3.
Sounds like something I've done.
Looks like me on 5.
Yeah, I'm saying that's pretty good.
What's wrong with that?
I've cheated and gotten
obviously
that.
He doesn't know the Ed Workamp rule.
Now, Tiger Woods was close to that.
He did make like a 10, didn't he?
He made a 10, yes.
Hey, we got a turkey roll.
Turkey roll.
Turkey roast.
I got Sergio, Sam, Phil. No.
No.
We want... Neither one of
them. Kilcoon. Wrong.
Kayla.
Sam Sergio. Wrong.
Sergio's wrong. Jordan Spieth wrong.
How about this one? No, I got it. I don't want to give an answer.
What you got?
Tom Weisskopf.
Yeah, no one heard that.
No.
I got
Tom Weisskopf. We got a winner. Has Randy Diller won yet tonight?
Yes. Yes.
He won.
We don't have a winner.
Yeah, no one heard that.
I got a winner. Tony Kramer, Tom Weisskopf.
Tony Kramer.
There's a winner.
You calling BS on that too, Tony?
Here's how he spelled Weisskopf. Weisskopf. Can we give that away or not?
I'm okay with that.
That's some good deciphering there by you.
I'm gonna say it was his phone's fault. It was spell check on his phone did that.
I bet it did too.
Brad Dwyer got a little quicker. Got to get a little quicker, Brad Dwyer.
I got a Weisskopf.
That's close.
Eric Wellman got to get a little quicker.
Eric Wellman, snooze you lose.
Mark Konapke knows nothing about golf.
Mark Konapke is a moron. Tony Kramer, you won a turkey roast from Cooper Farms. Congratulations, Tony.
How is he going to get that?
I'll deliver.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Bobby will deliver.
Personal delivery.
Tony Kramer wins a turkey roll.
We'll probably sit
ladies
in the freezer for 6 months.
It is time.
Till Thanksgiving.
It is 9 o'clock. Now, folks, here's what we got here. You got everybody. Kirby's got his laptop
got
out.
All tapped up. Yep.
And he's got a randomizer, right?
We're gonna randomize him. Yes, we are.
This is going to be good. And you got how many people are in this?
Over 160.
Over 160.
We also...
But you only got 10 minutes, right?
You got 10 minutes to call.
You have to call in.
937.
We'll put a clock on.
310-2781.
You got the phone lines ready, Spencer? And you have to act excited.
Yeah, you can't say, yeah, great, thanks. Yeah, it's awesome. Great. That's great. I'll sell it for $200. No, I will buy it if you want to sell it for $200.
You must hit it on the first tee.
You got to...
Our opponent took four...
Somebody from Dayton's already calling. Did you already draw us?
Oh, whoa, wait, what?
And they're calling you instead of the Hastings hotline.
Got? This is good.
Hey, who we got here?
Hi, a friend or family member who recently traveled with
Wow, I'll be damned.
Well, that's awesome.
I'll be a son of a gun.
A family member.
Dang. I'll be done. What's the chance of somebody calling me right at that perfect time? All right, here we go.
Ninja said,
"Do we got?"
And by the way, who won the driver?
We got it. This is big.
Here we
All
go.
Right, randomize this thing.
Here we go.
How many how many randomizers are you going to run it?
This is it, right here.
Okay, good luck.
This is it.
Oh, I'm nervous.
This is big.
I'm nervous.
This is big, big, big.
Come on, baby.
Should have had my
you guys ready?
Sound effects going, but I didn't.
You guys ready?
Let's go.
I'm not sure.
Here we got. Here we got. And the winner. You got 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Starting.
Now, Derek Ropp.
Who?
Derek Ropp.
Derek Ropp.
And give him the phone number again.
It is 937-310-2781.
Hastings must call hotline. In. Derek Ropp Derek? Has 9 minutes.
Come on, Derek.
Come Derek on, Big D.
Derek Ropp.
This is a pretty looking driver here. It is.
Derek Ropp.
Derek Ropp. Now, do you know Derek Ropp?
I do not. No.
No. So he's just a.
This is awesome.
Just
a like and a share. We randomize.
Hey, that's how it goes.
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it works.
I'm going to tell you.
Derek Ropp.
From Italy.
My account might have been hacked.
He likes and shares everything.
Might have been hacked. He's a bot.
Hey, why we are waiting for Mr. Cop?
Ropp.
Derek Ropp. Dude just won a $400 driver.
$499.
Yeah.
$499.
The Fort Recovery Community Club golf outing is June 5th at the Mercer County Elks.
June 5th, Mercer County Elks.
Yes. And if you guys want to be if you guys are interested in planning out, you see Steve Diller or any of us, and we'll get you right
teams,
in.
Right?
Yep, get your team, your foursome up. We'll have a lot of fun with that.
Guaranteed, we will have a good time.
It's a no doubt. Fireball will be flying.
We'll have some fireball.
Fireball
out there,
will be out there.
Derek Ropp.
Derek Ropp, you're down to 8 minutes.
8 minutes. 30 some seconds.
Had to go to work at 9. And he needed for it to be drawn at 8:45. Yeah. I bet that's what happened.
Oh, you know what we say.
Darn it.
Tough.
Again, 937-310-2781.
And then we're giving away the Reds tickets shortly hereafter.
Ooh, that's big deal.
I would love to win those. How can
I'm in.
How can we win? How can we win?
We can cheat.
Cheat?
It's
cheating. We can just say, we can give, like, say, Rocker had the right answer.
And Rocker had it.
Let's face it, we'll see two innings and we'll go to the casino.
Well, that's probably save us some money.
Possible.
The Reds are the greatest baseball team ever.
They're on fire right now.
Five in a row.
Most runs scored by any Reds team ever in 5 games.
Really?
To open the year.
Yep. It's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
I love it.
I get 10 runs every time.
The Pirates can't beat the Fort Recovery Indians.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Hey, it don't matter. Don't be pulling that. Think of how many negative.
Yeah, but think of how many home runs Castellanos would have against the Indians.
Didn't they beat the Cardinals twice? Huh?
Bunch.
Who, the Pirates?
No, the Reds.
No, the Pirates can't beat.
You can't.
I'm saying the Pirates. Pirates are bad.
Yeah.
Pirates are terrible.
But the Reds beat the Cardinals.
The Pirates will have less than 60 wins.
I don't give a crap how many they got. The Reds are 5-1. Let me tell you something.
I'm excited. Let's get excited. Because 2 years ago, they were 2-42.
Yeah. The Reds actually started the season out 2-11 and lost five games to Pittsburgh 1 year. And Pittsburgh won 70 games for the season. Yeah. So I'm not... Don't...
Yeah.
Come on. Don't be a Debbie Downer.
We're putting up 10 runs. I don't care how bad they are.
Kale Kidd says it's 6 games for Pete's sake.
Come on! What'd he say?
We're 5-1, Caleb. Come on,
Caleb.
Are you a fan or...
Get on the wagon. Let's get...
They're in Tennessee by now.
I'm going to check the...
Cale Kuhn, John Clooney, Todd
checking
Clooney,
the phone
Nathan
line to make
Clooney.
Sure it's going to ring.
Where are they going, a golf trip?
4 days ago.
That's just me. I was just checking to make sure because we weren't getting any.
Neil, a little fake out there.
Well, no.
Right now, everybody slammed their phones down.
Everyone was in a rage.
Bob,
hey, the driver's still in play.
Right before it rang, I said, Neil. I am calling just
we
to make sure.
We got complete chaos on Fort Carter Radio.
Neil, never do that again.
How many people are listening? Any idea?
Four.
No, Chuck can find it. I can't find it.
Four.
It used
four
to be people. Right on the screen.
And that's our wives.
Yeah. Well,
that's it.
And Cam Coon. He's texting me wide open.
And Cam Coon.
And Mr. Roop. What Roof? What's his
Red
guy?
Roof.
Red Roop.
Steve Roop.
What's the guy's name that's supposed
Eric
to call
Roop.
Us?
Eric Roop. What's his Roop. Name?
Roop.
Eric Roop.
Derek Roop.
Derek Roop. Roop.
Derek Roop. Roop. Yep. He's not Roop, listening. Roop.
Derek. He's got 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Ooh. Tell you what, let's do another out. Let's just give away, Reds tickets.
Reds tickets?
Ooh, Reds
tickets. We got 4 minutes. No, we got to wait.
All right, I'll shut up.
Let's
turkey roll.
Let's give a second winner in case he doesn't call.
Ooh.
Let's give them a chance to call in case he doesn't call.
Break somebody's
if
heart.
You tell them now, they got more time than 10 minutes.
That's right. It'd be illegal.
Ooh. We randomized the crap out of that baby.
Good thinking.
We did randomize
good
it.
Good thinking.
This is big. Mm. I'm nervous. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give away another turkey roll.
Turkey roll time. I like that.
All
turkey
right.
roll.
Here we go.
Got a question? Bobby?
Okay. You ready for this question?
Question. Turkey roll. Question.
Bob Stogler, Harold Feeley, and Kirk Stuckey have combined for one hole-in-one.
One.
Who in this three had the hole-in-one?
Rucker.
And what hole?
That don't count. Huh? You had one. When?
College tournament.
No.
Were you there?
Nope. You got
in that case, he had five holes in
have
one.
Have you had a hole in one?
No.
Uh-oh, I got a call. Here we go. Hello, who we got here?
This is Derek Robb.
Derek Robb. Derek, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay, Derek, so where are you from?
I'm from Belle Fountain, Ohio.
How'd you get this number?
I just got this from Will Holman.
Oh, geez.
Will Holman.
Oh,
geez.
Yeah. And I got the Todd father, Todd Holman. He was telling Will about it.
Todd father,
the
yeah.
The Todd father.
The Todd father. Yeah.
That's big. Well, guess what, son?
What?
You just won yourself a driver.
Just won a $500 driver.
Dead serious.
And it looks pretty nice,
it
too.
It is sweet, too.
What brand?
What Brett Kirby
TaylorMade Sim.
TaylorMade.
Sears.
You want a TaylorMade Sim driver?
Shoot.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get that to the Homans. How's that work?
And then it'll head to you, buddy.
Hey, bud, congratulations, and thanks for liking and sharing us.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, how do you know Will?
I know Will. We play football together up here at University of St. Francis.
There you go, buddy.
Right. We like you.
Yep.
We like you a lot.
Will sucks.
Huh? Good,
Will,
he's not much of a golfer, I'll tell you that.
He's a hell of a football player.
Don't let him use your new driver.
Not a bad football player. But
say, who do we got this weekend?
We play Marion, our rival.
Ooh, let's go. We got to go. Where's it at?
It's home.
Uh-oh. We're coming up.
Tell the Governor Holcomb to open up the damn state so we can go watch you guys.
Hey, I'm trying.
There you go.
We're telling them to open up capacity. We're trying to make it a packed house.
That's right, buddy. Go.
What position do you play?
I'm a kicker punter.
What? Oh.
Kicker punter.
A kicker punter?
Yeah.
What's the longest field goal you ever made?
60.
Oh, that's 60. Come on.
Calling shenanigans.
Wind aided.
Calling.
Wind baby.
Calling.
Hey, a little bit out of my back that day, but we'll take it.
Counted for 3 points, didn't
that's
it?
That's right. Hey, congratulations, brother.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate it so much.
All right, man. That's awesome.
Take care.
Our winner was, who was it again?
That was Tony Kramer.
That was Tony Kramer.
Ventriloquist.
Yeah. That was Tony. Let's take a break. We got lots of prizes to give away. We got to get this stuff. We got a lot of stuff to give away yet. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yes, sir.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk four patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market. The best meat market around. Here are the softball and baseball games coming up this weekend. Tomorrow, the Indians play baseball at Delphi St. John's, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game live. Friday, they'll play Houston at Day Air Ballpark, the home of the Dayton Dragons, with the first pitch at 4:30. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game live, but we want lots of fans in attendance. Tickets are only $6 each and must be purchased online. The link can be found on the Fort Recovery Athletics Facebook and Twitter pages, and Fort Recovery gets all the proceeds from the tickets sold. Also on Friday, the Lady Indians will play at Fort Loramie. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host Franklin Monroe in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. Get out to the ballpark on this nice weekend and help cheer on our Indians teams. We'll bring you all the baseball games live again this year right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Red sticker. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We just gave away a driver to a kid at St. Francis
How cool
University.
Was that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Derek. I love
I think it's his name.
Yeah.
Rop.
Derek.
R-O-P-P.
R-O-P-P.
From Bell Fountain, Ohio.
Congrats, Derek.
Yeah.
Derek. He's a kicker.
First of all, Derek, you got to come down to Mercer County Elks and play.
Yeah.
Come on down. Tell us about it.
Fort
we'll
Gary
have some fun. You like it.
Hope you like Fireball.
Yep, that's
Fireball
exactly right.
Good.
All right, so we got some more prizes to give away, and
yeah.
The night is flying by.
Mm.
All right, mm-hmm. So here's what we got. We still have the hole-in-one was a... Kirby just now told me that he had a hole-in-one in a college tournament. Yeah. I was the only one who had a hole-in-one. You have not had one.
No.
No, you are not the only one.
A college, nobody knows about the college. I mean, that's...
A lot of people know about it.
No.
Are we friends or not?
We're friends.
You were.
We're not friends anymore.
You were.
I thought I was the only one to have
up till now.
Hey, by the way.
I had one almost hit
Mr.
me.
Mr. Cocky here. By the way.
I had a hole in one almost hit me.
Did hey, you?
By the way.
Nice. Whoops.
Yeah, about a 285-yard thing. The guy, we were on the green putting. And
Drug
ball
the green.
Hits about 5 feet behind me, rolls up.
No way.
Went in?
Yep, oh, over that's Union awesome. City.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd
that's
you do with the ball?
Hitting one yourself.
That's a classic.
I took him through it in the woods.
That a boy.
Hit it right back at him. Here's your hole in one.
That's pretty sweet.
Hey, you know, I did have somebody do that to me on 10 at the Elks. I put it on the green when they were putting, and they put it in the hole.
No, you didn't put it on the
green. No. Yes, I did. This was the old, back in the old days.
Go across the top?
Yeah. And they put it in the hole, so I go up there, and the ball's in the hole. So I'm like high-fiving.
You're going crazy.
We got an 11 guys.
They said, just kidding.
The guy said it was 3 feet away, but I put it in the hole. I said, you son of a...
I hate you.
Start wrestling.
Oh, yeah, I should have decked him.
Hey, by the way...
And I still think...
I got
fine.
One for you.
Okay, here we got.
We're talking hole-in-ones.
Yep.
Yes. My niece, who's a big-time listener here...
Yeah, absolutely.
Renee Olson.
Yep.
Had a hole-in-one on Saturday.
Ain't that something?
That's kind of neat. That's kind of neat. Awesome. She texted us.
Awesome. She won closest to the pin at Portland last year.
Yes, about a
on the
foot away.
Yeah, about had a hole in one on that.
About a hole in one on that.
She's the best Feely golfer in the family.
Bar none.
Not even close.
How many hole-in-ones have there been in the Fort Recovery Football Open?
Ooh. Greg Kolick.
Greg Kolick. Number 16.
And remember what, how
and,
drunk
and
was
how
he?
Did, and how did he react?
Fireball.
Eagle!
It did. I remember that now. Yeah, right.
It was like their third or fourth hole.
And then I think they all fell out of the golf cart on 18.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't
yeah.
see.
They barely finished, I guarantee you that.
That was an absolute shit.
That was a lot of fireball on that one.
All right, we have tickets to the Cincinnati Reds, who are the greatest baseball team since the 27 Yankees.
The World Series
Caleb.
World Series favorites right now.
They are.
World Series yes. favorite.
They're Natalie Rathman hates the Reds.
Oh. Yeah, but she have never heard of made rights, though.
Yeah,
she well, is stupid.
Well, yeah.
She is an
until
idiot.
Yesterday, she had never known what a made right was.
How can people not know that?
Ooh. And who else? And was how there? Can you not like a made right?
Who else was there? Oh, Chris Kunkler's
wife. Deb Kunkler.
Deb Kunkler says I don't like him.
Oh, today's their don't anniversary.
Like yesterday was, but
was
good,
it? Oh,
good.
I only heard it today.
Who's the anniversary?
Chris and Deb.
Yeah, they went yesterday. Out to eat last night. They went to
Tully's was closed.
It was?
Yeah. She sent me a video. She said, Tully's was closed. They went by Maid Rites, and it was like 12 cars deep in the drive-thru.
Whoops.
Yep.
So much for that.
We're out.
All right. So we got a good trivia question. This is for four Reds tickets.
Oh, it's big.
Tuesday night, May the... I got this here. Hang on, boys. Let me look this up. Because somebody... Night.
White Sox?
White Sox. What a great game.
Great game.
Oh.
This could be a World Series matchup.
Preview, yes.
Preview.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Here, what we got. I got May 4th, a Tuesday night. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's perfect.
That is a great...
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo one night before.
There you go.
What's Cinco
or
de Mayo?
Or stay all night.
Spend the night
spend
with
the night
lover.
And then have Cinco de Mayo. And have
Cinco four de Mayo tickets, on so. Wednesday.
It's big.
Hey, and I ain't kidding you. These are state-of-the-art tickets.
Oh, great seats.
These are like... You can spit on yeah. John India.
Yes.
But that's why a, would you?
Yeah, just because.
he might not be happy about it.
Okay, here we go. This is for four Reds tickets. Get your phones out.
Let's go. Don't get your phones out.
To get ready to snap it in because everybody's a little late. Oh,
text it in. You got to be fast.
You got to. That's quick, right. Quick. That's what I'm saying.
You're better off not looking it up and
give
just
them the numbers
texting
again.
A name.
Give them the
text
numbers again.
419-852-9201.
419-733-6261.
419-852-3599.
And the question is for four Reds tickets.
What British Open champion
Ooh,
British has Open. Never broken par at the Masters?
Ooh. See, now that's a tough question.
That's a great
question. Only the yeah. gurus can get this.
This is big.
Text quick.
Text quick. You got to throw some names out.
Throw some names out. Text quick.
Yeah, just text
them. You got to go for
this
it.
This is the Cincinnati Reds. Come yeah. on.
The hottest team in baseball.
We have no text yet. I can't believe
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
What's going on?
Cody, where you at?
It's, Cody, that's Cody.
It's really hard to lift that one up.
Cody,
Cody
you should have
waited to win.
You're back
blue
oil
filter.
He didn't get a service.
This is Reds tickets.
Mm.
Four Reds tickets, and if you only got two, me and Fee will go along.
We'll the Cincinnati Reds. I'll take along.
We'll
the
drive. Three.
If you, yeah, you're by drive. Yourself, I'll yeah, drive.
Yeah.
I ain't paying for
Bobble gas. Drive, and I'll sing.
Biden gas, we'll, about $3.
Fee and Fee and I.
I got one. Johan.
Johan.
Paul Laurie.
Well, these questions are kind of older.
I got one.
Okay, who you got? Sorry, Johan.
Sorry, John Daly.
John
Daly. Was well, he ever a British
you
Open
have
champion?
To have played the Masters.
Ross Wendell. Sam Marsh.
That's an old inside joke.
Oh, that's a classic. With a little short cigarette bouncing yep. up in there.
How about Bobby Jones?
Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones.
Is that winner? Right?
Correct.
We got a winner. Sam Kanapke.
Sammy.
And Sam says,
going to the Reds game. Ben
Curtis. That's a great guess. Hey, that's a great guess, Nick Workingham.
I predicted who was going to win, Bob.
Padraig Harrington.
Who
see,
was it?
See this, Bob? I
Sam
predicted
Marsh.
Who was going to win.
Did you really?
All right, here. See it?
Yeah.
Well, one Jake.
I predicted right there.
That's you got her.
Who's going to win?
Sam Kanapke wins Reds tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Sam.
That's big.
Yeah, that is big.
Your lobby's driving your and Fee and Kirby
favorite
coming
godfather
along.
And
ooh,
your
absolutely.
Daddy.
Your favorite head pro.
And we still have, okay, so Brett. Jack says he's not winning a $50 BW gift
certificate. Ooh, that's big.
Jack's a great guy.
Jack's great.
He's an Jack. Idiot, but he's pretty good
he's
still.
He's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so we have this $50 B-Dubs gift certificate, yeah.
Yep.
That Jack's donated that twice.
A double donation.
A double donation.
So is it worth 100 now or not?
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not. Okay, here we go. Let me go through my...
All right.
Kirby, that was the last question. Was good.
That was a good question.
It was a great question.
All right, here we go. How many Europeans have won the Masters? I need a number.
Does British count as European? It's technically not the continent, but we consider it European. So
oh, Jesus. Well, I don't know.
I just want to make sure where somebody doesn't, your buddy doesn't get you on a technicality.
I love technicalities.
Technicalities are good.
How many Europeans? Yeah. Rocker, how many you got?
Question.
I guess nine.
Rocker guessed nine.
Do we have to name them or just a number?
Steve Diller, two. Steve Diller's hammered right now.
I really? Got four.
Four wrong. Cody, Nick, Workham. Calpe, the mayor, comes in.
Come on, Mayor.
He and Rocker are both
Mayor,
wrong.
You got to win this Buffalo Wild Wings.
What's the
answer? Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh, I got a winner.
I got a winner, too.
Who'd you get?
I don't know what the answer is.
11.
Yeah, still loser.
I got a winner.
We got a winner?
I have a winner.
It's not Jack again.
No, I don't have a winner. I do not have a winner.
Mark, you're wrong.
You just said the
we're still waiting.
Wait a minute. Now we know what it is.
You just said the answer.
Who can text it?
Steve Diller. I am hammered.
I am hammered. And what'd you say? How many was it?
How many? We still don't have a winner.
Donna Kaiser, 12, 8, 15. 7.
Hut, hut.
38.
Still that's waiting. Awesome. Tony that's Kramer, awesome. 14. Wilkes, 11. Cody, 4. Cody, quit texting you.
He shut her down.
Calpe, 11.
Aaron, Darian.
Wait a minute.
Leon.
Leon and
Kenny Vondrell.
I got two.
I got a winner.
11?
No, I still ain't got a winner.
I got 11.
I got a winner.
I got four. I got
what
four.
You got?
What's the answer?
The answer's 13.
Oh,
I know that.
I ain't got it.
I got a 13.
Oh.
Did you find a 13?
I got too. A 13. How long was yours?
I don't know.
I got Dave Kalp.
Mine was 921. What's your say?
921.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my God.
You
got
to flip a coin.
But Calpe went 9-11, 13-12.
Oh, jeez.
Who you got?
I don't know this number.
Oh, no.
953. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Text me your name.
Text the name.
953.
Did they only guess one number? Did they only guess 13?
Yeah,
or did they do like Calpe?
Only
just
guess. Since your only guess.
The correct answer
if you
is
texted me 13.
13.
Donna Kaiser still 17, 5, 10, 7.
She got named all over that.
22. Keep going, Donna.
35, 26, 21.
Deb Kunkler, 15. No, that's how many maid rights you should have brought back to the.
So we got
Nathan
a winner.
Wilker.
Oh, Nathan Wilker.
Nathan Wilker.
Wins a, what did we say? B-dubs.
$50 to B-dubs.
And you're going
to
take that with you and give it.
Nathan, come to the Elks. Pick that up.
Yeah, that's big.
Got you.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
That is big.
That's pretty good.
That's a big one.
That is huge.
Congrats, Nathan. All right. Kaiser just got it. 13.
Good job. Hey. Yeah, we got to give her something.
Come on.
We got a pen.
Donna, fireball at the Elks next time you're out.
Mercer Health, pen.
That is big. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wow. The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event. Wow.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk. We got... So, it is 9:25. We have...
Yes.
Have we got... Well, I think we got one turkey roast to give away yet.
Yep.
We have a wash and wax from Hastings Auto Sales.
Yes, yes. People don't know it. We'll do it.
And you have...
We got a foursome with carts.
Ooh. That's big.
Or if you're a member and win, you get a $150 credit.
What?
If you're a member and win, you get a $150 credit.
Bingo.
Jesus.
This is a big show. Wow.
That's big.
This last half hour is going to be huge.
That kind of pays your whole dues for the year.
Let's talk a little bit about the Elks while we got them. Yeah. Oh, wait. Pee break?
I got work call.
Oh, work call.
Uh-oh.
This is big.
Could be a problem. I think he just said that the Elks is on fire.
Yeah. So your foursome is out.
Yep.
The cart's just burned up. We're done.
Yeah.
That may not be true.
I doubt if that's true.
I doubt if that's true.
So we're back here with Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Yes, tomorrow, sir. The baseball team travels to Delphus.
Yes. Big MAC opener for the Indians. Always tough to play up there. They're a good ball club.
Yeah.
Got some good players. They've started out not very good, but every game they played has been close.
Okay.
They played some good teams. So,
and then on Friday, we travel down to
Fifth Third Field down in Dayton, and that's always fun. That is always fun. We're going to play Houston, and
4:30.
They're looking forward to that.
Start.
4:30 start. Yep. 4:30 start. If you buy a ticket, the proceeds go to our school, which is great.
Yep, all $6 goes to 4:30.
If you happen to be... if you ain't working that time, come on down and watch the game. It'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Always is. Always a great time.
Great experience for the kids, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah.
You get down there and play.
There ain't nothing better than going down there and playing on something
like that. The place is beautiful.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, absolutely it really is. And the girls are off to a great start.
Yep. Yeah.
They won last night 21-0 against Fairlawn. They pounded the ball. Brenna Homan, I think, scored 5 runs and 3
hits.
Really?
Indians are playing well.
And kudos.
Yeah,
to Ryan Tinn and Jerry Kalp and the whole staff, and baseball teams are playing well. Track meets off to a good start.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's good stuff. So
that is.
All right, so we got some more stuff to give away. We got a turkey roast here to give away.
Yep, turkey roast time.
So here we go. Let's get your phones out. Well, Kirby's on the phone. I hate to do something because he's going to get all these dumb texts in.
He's going to get the texts.
So let's go.
Crapperoo.
I know. I agree with
you. Well, make sure you give your numbers so the guys that would only have his can switch over to
swing for this one.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good point. 419-852-9201. This is for Cooper Turkey Roll.
Turkey Roll. But I am 419-852-3599.
And right now, if you call Kirby or text Kirby, it's probably not going to count.
It may not go through.
Yep. All right, so here we go. All right, should we make an easy one?
Yeah.
Let's make an easy one.
Yep,
This is an easy one. So anybody out there,
get your quick fingers.
This is for a Cooper Turkey Roast.
Yep.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Name the player who has won the most green jackets.
Bingo.
Name the player who has won the most green jackets.
I'm going to say there's three really good possibilities.
Up a picture, Rawson. It almost looks like a Cheech and Chong picture.
Yeah, kind of does.
IP and pools. We want to thank everybody who sponsored us here. We got unbelievable people.
Sponsor. I had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I heard a ding.
I got a ding.
Who you got, Fee?
I got Jack.
Who is it?
Jack N.
Jack Nicholas.
Jack Nicholas.
Who is it?
Well, I don't have their name.
We know their name.
Yep.
So if you get their name.
I got to get a name.
We got to get a name. So text it to Fee.
Text it to me. Well,
getting a lot of answers here. A
lot of answers.
But you got the first one. Your phone dinged first. Mark Kanapke got this one, right?
2524 is your last numbers. Hit me a name.
Huh?
About time Mark Kanapke gets one.
You peeing again?
Mark. Peeing in the sink, too, I think.
He's unbelievable. The golf pro is peeing in the sink.
I don't think he is.
No, he's not.
All right. Again, he's about to give me it. Come
here
on.
We go. Here we go. The winner of a Cooper Turkey Roll.
John Mader.
John Mader. John Mader wins a Cooper Turkey Roll. And,
yes, sir.
I think John won like 50 things last year.
He did.
Yeah, he was right. Unbelievable.
He was our main man last year. I remember that.
Won everything.
He was unbelievable.
Congratulations, John. You got a turkey roll.
John, I'll hook you up. I'll bring you out the Elks or we'll figure that out. Put it in the freezer at Kirby. So.
Yep.
John Mader wins a Cooper Turkey Roll. Thank you, Cooper Farms.
Yes.
For giving us a couple of turkey rolls.
That's awesome.
Kirby is up next. What do you, first of all, get everything taken care of? Everything good?
We're good.
We're good.
So the Elks isn't on fire?
We had the Elks on
not
fire.
On fire. They're just closing up. Just a few questions about closing burned up. Up.
Oh, okay.
All.
Okay.
I got a couple young boys there.
I'm just now closing up.
I jumped to conclusions. I thought when you got a call, boys I thought the late. Elks was on fire.
No, nice. I got a couple young boys there handling things for me.
Doing good?
That's awesome.
Yes. Yep. We've got some of the best help out there, I tell you what.
Yeah, we do.
Guys, girls.
We're very lucky out there.
We are fortunate.
Yep. If you would want to join the Elks, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say that I am my wife and want to play golf, and we're into meeting new people. And we'll throw some prices at me.
So to be a member of the golf course, you also must join the lodge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which you can take that lodge membership card and go to any other lodge in the country.
Yep.
But to join the lodge, it's a $55 annual dues.
Okay.
$60 one-time initiation fee.
Okay.
To join the golf course, it's right about $1,100, your single membership. To add your spouse, it's $200. To add one kid, it's $200. To add two or more kids, it's $350.
So for $1,200, a single guy could join the Elks. For $1,400, him and his wife, and for you could add a kid for $200 add on.
Yep.
And so if you wanted to get a family membership for $1,600, you can play at any time you want, except Sunday mornings, I think, or whenever.
But. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
You get plenty of golf in. You include your golf, your driving range balls, everything. So,
but one thing that you guys do, and you promote youth, and I know you have some youth events out there.
Yep.
You have a whole week of youth just teaching, right?
Yep. So we have 2 weeks of junior clinics. One's the week of July or June 21st, and the other's the week of July 12th. We run them for 4 days, hour and a half at a time. Typically, the kids are from 6 to 12 years old, 6 to 13 years old. Split them up into groups, girls, guys, girls, boys, whatever, and teach them the fundamentals.
It's awesome.
And then how about private lessons? If I'm sitting here listening, I say, my game sucks. Can you help me?
Private lessons, call me up personally, call the golf course or whatever. Typically, do about a half-hour lesson. Half-hour lesson is $30. We offer you want to do more lessons. We offer a discount. So, but I mean, typically, we do a lot of high school kids, especially where we do multiple lessons, 3, 4, 5 lessons. Then we give a little discount that way. But
yeah.
Love to see improvement in golf. Just love to see kids, especially getting better.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you want to, and you're thinking about joining a course. Kirby does a great job, and on Sundays, you'll have a different tournament each week. It seems like we always have some things going on. We have a little meal afterwards, and it's just it's a fun atmosphere. We talked earlier about the camaraderie is so much fun out there, and it really is. And Kirby does this on Sundays, and you just kind of join up. You get to play with different people and meet a lot of good guys, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And if you're borderline, don't know where you want to go, man, this is the place to go.
What we try to do is we try to do 1 to 2 team events per month.
Yeah.
And then we do a lot of skins games where you make your own group and just get in individually. Yeah. And so, I mean, there's individual games. There's team events where you sign up and you get to play with a lot of different guys. I think we're very fortunate. You know, we got Salina, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Marion, New Bremen, North Star. They make a lot of noise in North Star, but
they're loud. Yeah.
No, but it's a lot of fun. We're very fortunate out here, so.
You know, we kind of have a little deal here where a guy who is a big fan of ours, or we're a big fan of, that local chiropractor, he owns a Portland Country Club, and we do nothing but root for Doc Carr. We go over there and play.
Yep.
We support him, whatever he does. We've always been members at the Elks. We've always, you know, we kind of have that, the Ohio, you know, and the Mercer County, we all stick together. We wish Doc nothing but the best. Get over there and play at Portland. I know they made a lot of nice improvements this year also.
They have, and he's got a great, great restaurant in there now. And if you haven't been there yet, it's well worth going over there. It's called Topher's, I think, and great Cajun food. It's really fun, and he's doing a great job over there too.
Yeah, and he put a big deck on the outside, and I seen he cleaned all the ditches, the ditch one and nine, that's all cleaned up, and put a new bridge in. So wish Doc nothing but the best, and make sure you get over there and play porn. And folks, we just want you to promote. We're just here to promote golf, and
we love the game.
Yes. Kirby's just I'm the same way.
I mean, I work for the Elks. I love to see people at the Elks, but you never want to see a golf course struggle. No. You want to see people play golf. You want to see golf courses thrive. I mean, I'd love to see a golf course every 20 miles or so and be successful.
Absolutely.
So,
and we travel a lot and play a lot of different courses.
We travel all kind of courses and Doc Carr. I know Doc Carr. I wish Doc Carr the best too. So it's not like we're trying to steal any business from any other golf course. We're just trying to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Make golf fun and go play golf wherever.
That's exactly right. Fee's next question. Now, Fee has given away a Warshin. What are we giving away here?
I'll give away a Warshin wax on your car.
Ooh.
It's about an $80 deal.
I need that bad.
And those get things cleaned up for you.
And they're pretty good at it.
I'm going to Warshin wax, make it look good. Except I got no question.
First. Wash and wax.
Wash and wax.
I'd have to have one of you boys
do it. Wash or wash?
Wash.
It's wash.
There's no R's in wash.
Wash. I say wash. I'm a hillbilly.
He also says hoeing.
Hoeing?
Bobby hoeing.
Hoeing.
Bobby hoeing.
Hoeing. Hoeing. Not hoeing.
Hoeing.
That's what you do in the garden.
Bobby the Bruiser, the red man.
Back the Bruiser.
Big red.
Bobby put him hoeing. On the bus.
Hoeing.
Hoeing for the dunk.
It's hoeing. Bobby hoeing.
It's not hoeing.
Hoeing.
Hoing.
Hoing.
Hoing. Hoing. Here, try this one.
All right. Bubba didn't approve of our correction of his pronunciation.
All right, we got a wash and wax.
Yep.
From the beautiful facility called Hastings Auto Sales. A block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati.
Yes.
What commercial was that on?
I don't remember. I remember.
It was always a Big Reds thing. A block and a ridge from downtown Cincinnati.
I didn't remember the downtown.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Come on, let's go.
What do you got, Kerb?
Which player holds a record for 11 consecutive rounds under par at the Masters?
Oh, geez. That's good plan.
Ooh,
11 consecutive rounds under par.
Under par at the Masters.
That's pretty good.
With the big boy.
Here we go.
Come on, let's go.
That's not a bad choice. So you were wrong, Fee?
That's wrong.
I liked it.
Let me see the answer.
Those are the three choices.
I don't know the answer yet.
11? Okay.
I'm looking at the answer.
Come on, let's go. Yes. 11 rounds consecutively 11 under par.
Consecutive rounds under par.
I mean, you got...
Donna Kaiser says... Tiger Woods. You're wrong.
Wrong.
Donna, keep guessing, Donna. You're doing great.
Johan Niekamp. Dustin Johnson.
Time out.
Tiger for RJ the DJ.
Wrong. Who said what?
RJ. Johan had DJ.
Johan Niekamp winner.
Johan Niekamp. Has he won
DJ.
Yet?
DJ. No, Johan has not won.
Johan has not won yet. Dan Wilker, Phil Mickelson.
Dan Wilker.
Man Tits Mickelson is not the correct
one. He's out.
Oh.
Big game.
Jose Maria Olasomething.
Olasomething.
Mayor Kalp. Yeah. Sorry, Mayor.
That's a nice try,
Mayor, not happy with the radio show.
Mayor's not happy.
Mayor's saying getting complete shaft today.
We'll probably hear about it the whole broadcast tomorrow night up at Delphus.
Man, Mickelson is not the answer. And the winner was who?
Johan Niekamp.
Johan wins a washing.
Bring her up here, Johan.
Washing
wax.
Washing
wax.
A wash.
There's no R.
A wash and wax. We need a car wash in town.
Yes.
That drives me nuts.
The Hastings Auto Sales car wash.
Hastings. We'll wash it for you. Yeah, for $80. Yeah. Bucks. I want to go put $10 at Westwood.
We
need a car wash.
Well, start one up.
I don't have enough. I'm too old. I'm too fat.
Too old.
Well, it's got to be a young guy.
You don't have to wash the cars.
No.
Somebody else.
Listen, I'm too old.
Yeah.
We got to get a young buck in here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got a little, you know, I'm telling you.
Intuitive. I got a spot for you.
Here's what I want to do. Fee's got a spot. Yeah.
Spot for you.
Here's what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. You want to be a millionaire?
You want to be a millionaire.
You want to be a millionaire?
Who wants
put a
to
car
be a
wash in Fort Recovery and a store in Lockham Rye Stein?
Store in Lockham Rye Stein.
Is there one?
Huh?
Is there one?
There used to be.
Yeah, I think
Nick Mueller. Nick Mueller tore it down.
Well, thank you very much.
Bankrupt. He went bankrupt. No, he tore it down to
Brew Barn.
Expand his parking lot. Brew Barn.
A store and lock in Mariah Stein.
What do you got store and lock?
Are you an idiot? No, every one of these things are packed full.
How about a McDonald's in Versailles?
Why Mariah
Don't Stein? Even talk to me about that.
McDonald's in Versailles.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, that's Bobby's pet peeve.
Oh, Chick-fil-A in Southern Mercer County.
Nice. No, sucks.
Ooh,
really?
You suck.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A is not going to fly.
Yeah, because no one goes there.
Yeah, because they don't have the wings.
Yeah, they're not open on Sundays.
Yeah. It takes you 20 minutes to get through the drive-thru.
Because all their chicken wings are gone.
Listen, the greatest thing ever at Chick-fil-A is the weather pods they got.
They walk around like, take your order.
I can honestly say I've only ate Chick-fil-A twice in my life.
Good. I don't Breakfast. Think I ever have.
Good. Oh, I love Chick-fil-A.
Breakfast?
No. Nope. I've only heard good stuff.
How about ice cream cone? Yeah, an ice cream cone.
How about a Raising Cane's?
They're
out
there
too.
I've been there.
Time out. You've never
Did
been
you
to
say
a Raising
ice
Cane's?
Cream cone at
Chick-fil-A?
No.
Oh my God.
Hidden secret.
Yeah.
Gonna let you know. It's a great.
Yes.
Are you serious?
We're gone.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Good. Give me more ice cream.
Fee wants ice cream.
Hooters in Carthagena, Dan Wilker.
Hooters in Carthagena.
That would be big.
That would be big.
We got one more prize giveaway,
yes,
right? What do we got? Oh, a foursome.
Foursome.
We got a foursome.
This is the Mercer County Elks.
This is big.
Okay, before we do this, we want to thank... I got something stuck halfway down. We'll take a drink here. Tell me if you guys can hear me. Tell me if you guys can hear this.
Water time.
No, we didn't hear that.
I don't think I've heard anything.
Never heard anything.
All right. We want to thank all of our sponsors. First of all, Jack Stalger for the B-dubs.
Yep.
That was anonymous.
Twice. That was anonymous.
Anonymous twice.
Hastings Auto Sale. I love the guy over there. He's my partner in crime. Yep, he's absolutely. The greatest guy ever. H.R. Stalger Reds tickets.
Awesome.
That's Cooper Farms.
Great.
Huge.
Miracle Lanes.
Donna Kaiser says, yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. She's in.
Chick-fil-A. She's in.
Who else we gave away stuff? We got Merch and Giver, Fort Recovery Radio. Spency coming through in the clutch.
Huge.
We got...
Kirby.
Well, we're gonna talk to this guy here in a little bit after we give our last one. But right now, we're giving away...
This is big. Wake back up, people.
Yeah.
This is a big
Wake
one.
Up huge.
A foursome with cart.
A foursome with a car?
$150 value.
No.
Bigger than that.
Is it really?
Bigger than that.
What's it cost to play golf at the Elks if I want to come over? $40 for the cart?
A foursome with a cart is $188.
Jesus.
This is big.
That's why you join.
That's right.
That's why you become a member of a club.
Absolutely. It's $45 to play with a cart?
$47.
No kidding.
On the weekend.
On the weekends. Yes. What is it during the week?
$40.
$40. Yeah. What is it like at other places? Are we higher than everybody else?
Locally, yes.
Are we? Yeah. But there's a reason why.
Become, well, worth it.
Yes. Because of the place's goal, the place is beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, it is. It's just
credit to Mark Konapke.
Mark Konapke is a great.
He does a wonderful job.
He is. He's awesome. He's a good.
Works
dude.
His tail off.
Good guy. He's an idiot.
If you come in, you're probably gonna see him eating lunch. But he does work his tail off.
He does.
Yes. He starts about 5 in the morning. He has lunch from 10 to 12, and then he goes back out.
He has a 2-hour lunch. He's unbelievable.
That's not too bad.
Then he goes back out to 4.
So he works at Hastings. So.
Yes, sir. He has a Hastings auto sales.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Foursome for the Elks. Name the player. Who finished runner-up at the Masters to Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. One player has finished runner-up to Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Name him.
My phone is ready.
Come on, baby.
So that's probably kind of a pretty good span. Well, it wouldn't necessarily be that big a span if Tiger was one of his early ones. I could say that's probably pretty good.
This is a good
longevity.
One.
Yeah, I like that one.
I would have got this one.
This is a great question. This player finished second to Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods.
And Tiger Woods, yes. Two of the all-time greats. Oh, we got a ding.
Dang it already.
Ding.
Got some ding. Who you got?
I have Tom Kite.
Bingo. Is that right?
But it's RJ the DJ. Has he won?
He already won.
Oh, jeez. We gave the right answer away.
Wilker
loves Phil Mickelson.
Love Dave Kapp, Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No. By the way, Mark O'Mara.
Donna Kaiser. Rory McCory.
Rory McCory's
Mark Konapke says Tom Kite. Everyone says Tom Kite.
Brad Geer.
Brad Geer.
Depends on Geer? Which way you spell. Geer. Yeah.
Now, I've done this both ways.
RJD says oops.
Oops. Brad.
Hey, he likes to answer questions. What the hell?
Geer.
How does it spelled?
Now, we gave the answer online. I don't know. We gave the answer on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, this guy just... Huh?
No, we gave the answer on the radio after we had the answer.
So what are you saying?
We should ask another question.
So Brad Geer is out?
Brad, we'll give you... Brad...
golf tees.
I'll give you a cart rental.
Free hot dog.
Really?
He's a member. Huh? Brad's a member. I'll give him a cart rental.
Cart rental.
Thanks for texting in.
Okay, here's the rule. If Dan Wilker answers Phil Mickelson one more time, I'm driving out to Fox Road.
We're going to find him.
Huh?
We're going to find him.
Man, boobies.
Wherever he is.
Every answer he's posed Phil Mickelson.
Well, it's got to be right sooner or later.
Please get a Phil Mickelson. Who is the only left-hander? All right, we're going to go back. Erase the last question.
Here we go. Ready?
Get that last question. Let's go this one.
Okay.
Brad, you get a cart rental.
Yeah.
He got a cart rental.
We gave the answer online.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys the answer here.
Okay.
Before we do it.
Yeah.
If you won before, don't text in. We know you know your answer. Here we go. Here's the question. Three players have won the par 3 contest and went on to win their first major later that year.
Ooh.
So three different players have won the par 3 contest.
And won a major.
Their first major later that year.
Great question.
Name the most recent.
Oh, Jesus.
No, ooh. No, it wasn't Jesus.
Wasn't Jesus?
That's no. A long time ago.
But he could have.
He hooked it. He had hooks. He had a lot of hooks.
The guy never hit a ball in the water. He couldn't go get it.
Name the most recent.
The most recent. Ross Homan is on his way up here to pick the driver up.
From Florida.
Ross was red.
Wasn't he in Florida?
Todd's in Florida.
Ross,
if he is, he's taking a Concorde here.
Yeah.
I got a ding.
Dave Kapp.
Dave Kapp is wrong.
Sorry, Dave. You missed it again.
Jordan.
Jordan who?
He just says Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
I mean, you can't just put Jordan, Kalpy.
Donna Kaiser.
Harry Hall, Phil Mickelson.
Rome. Donna Kaiser, Rome. Hey,
way to step up, Perry.
Mark Konapke, Rome.
DJ Singling.
Rome.
Ooh, Greg LaFever. Ready for this one?
I don't think he did it.
Greg didn't win it?
He could have.
I don't think he won it.
Kevin Streelman. But I don't think Streelman won a major.
Streelman has not won a major. This is a good question.
Yeah.
It's a great
question. We got him stumped. Wait a minute.
Matt Wallace?
I can't see it. Which one? Oh, okay. Is it the top one? Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Francesco Molinari. Wrong.
Francesco. Matt Wallace. No.
No. I got one.
Yeah?
I got one. Nick Werkamp.
Nick Werkamp.
Nope, he didn't do it.
He didn't do it either?
Nope.
Nick Werkamp
nope.
didn't do it
either. Nick Werkamp. Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker.
Dynamite!
Is that correct?
We're studying.
Is that right?
Jimmy Walker is correct.
Nick Werkamp.
Yes, sir. Right.
Nick Werkamp wins a foursome.
A foursome. Come on up.
With carts.
That's big.
To the Mercer County Elks.
Dan Wilker. Tom Watson.
Tom Watson. Darian Schaffer.
Dan Wilker is the worst contestant we've ever had. We should give him something.
Yeah,
you got an ink pen or something?
Yeah, here. There's a couple of them here. A
couple ink pens.
Here's one from
Steve
Mercer
Diller
Health.
Dan Wilker wins a glass of ice water next time he comes to the Elks.
A glass of ice water. Glass
Dan
ice
Wilker, water. He plays at the Elks.
Hey, yeah, he comes out.
And it's his birthday yesterday.
No,
it's today.
Birthday. Happy birthday, right. Dan.
Is it today?
I think. I don't know. I saw
he celebrates there. Birthday months.
Yeah.
Dan said I should get something for not saying Phil Mickelson.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he should.
Yeah. Oh, we got two of these calendars. We'll give him one of them.
That would be a beautiful calendar. Beautiful,
yeah. It's got this picture of some great, place on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
We want to thank everybody for making this night possible. Kirby, why don't you give us a little Mercer County Elks rundown of what you got going and a little bit about the golf course, and we'll get the hell out of here.
What do you want to hear?
Well, just tell us a little bit about your hours, what's going on here.
So, I mean, we've been busy.
Promote the damn business, you moron. What do you want to hear?
I mean, we're a golf course. We have 18 holes.
What he's saying, he could go 2 hours. Do you need that?
The Mercer County.
So, look here. We have something going on every weekend.
That's good.
Come out Friday night, whether you golf or not. We're going to have live entertainment from probably 7 to 10.
Oh, it's fun.
You want to come out? We got a tent. We got a patio.
COVID free.
Mask free. If you like masks, everybody, not the place to be.
Everybody
we'll
has
be outside.
Everybody has their vaccine.
Do what you want.
Yeah, it is 95% outside, so very safe. Friday nights are the thing to do there. Live entertainment every Friday night. We have some bigger events. If you're looking to join a golf club, we do run member events all the time on the weekends. We got some ladies' nights on the range and wine night, 4th of July weekend.
You need any help that weekend? Anybody?
I think we got her.
I can.
Got her,
you know, you need me?
Her.
Need a bartender? I can tuck the old stomach in. Do a little flexing.
Little Tommy Cruise.
We got a lot of events going on. We do a lot of events for.
Hang on. Back it up.
Yeah.
Range and wine night. What's that?
Ladies' night.
What
on the range?
They go you out mean there. Just women go out there and play golf?
So it's 20. So here. So it runs from 6:30 to 8:00.
Okay.
It's $25 a person, ladies only. And you come to the range for an hour and a half, and we roll down the line on the range, and we give you a lesson or two. We give you a tip or two to help you hit the ball.
So you got a bunch of guys. You got some pros out there?
And we have, yes.
Okay.
So we'll have a couple of people out there to help you.
Yep.
And alcohol, everything included for an hour and a half.
Play a little music?
We have music going, speaker going, music going, and then usually come in afterwards to the tent or the patio. We usually have some live entertainment going afterwards.
Perfect.
So it's the Thursday night before the 4th of July, whatever that date is.
And then we also have, if people want to, let's say I'm driving down 127, we'll get something to eat. We got pizzas. We got what do you got?
We got we're introducing new pizzas, new flatbread pizzas, a lot of pulled pork. It's a whole new menu this year. Fresh cut French fries. I don't know. A lot of fresh ground beef hamburgers.
Your guy Tommy owned the bowling alley. Correct?
So Tom owned the bowling alley. He had owned Hal's IGA.
He's been around the old.
He's been around the block a few times.
He do know what he's doing.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He so,
yep. And for the Fort Recovery people out there, and a lot of people, the patio is the Big P patio. Yep. And if you've never been out there, it is a It is a huge area. Did you just sit and watch? They got big screen TVs outside. It's just, and then they add a tent onto that. So you can probably put 200 people in there.
Yeah.
Setting at tables, and it's just and on the weekends, like he talked about, Friday nights and Saturday nights, if he's got music. And if you ain't got no babysitter, bring the Rugrats out and let them go run around on a practice.
Kid friendly. Very kid friendly.
Yeah.
Yes. My kids are out there. I got a fourth grader, third grader, and a 2-year-old. They're out there.
There's kids galore out there.
All the time. Yes. Kid friendly.
And one thing that we want to make sure that we continue to stress is it is not a country club. Yep. The Mercer County Elks is and you talked about that a lot. I think that it has a...
there's a stigma.
A stigma that people think...
From the 90s, 80s, Mercer 90s. County,
you know? But yes. It's not that way. It's a bunch of young... Is. Anymore, it's a bunch of young...
Correct.
People just having a great time. Ross Homan.
Look at this guy. He's still working.
Hey. Ross is in the house.
This is unbelievable.
Well, Todd's in Florida. He's got to pick up all everything.
Did you bring a skid loader in or not?
I don't know. We could get something done. We got a few of them getting ready.
Yeah, so that's
we'll say thank you for that kid up there.
That's
Kirby.
Awesome.
Kirby, thank
yes,
you.
That's cool. Pretty damn awesome. That's right.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, we might have to stop Geneva on the way up and try
bring it in a little
bit. I like it.
Oh, that's like perfect.
Yes. Bring it up to him 2 pieces.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Kirby, thank that's you perfect. For coming up here absolutely. And doing everything.
Hey, thanks for having me every year.
Fee, you're awesome. Yes. Spencey, hell of a job back there tonight. All of our sponsors, we love you.
Yep.
You guys will make it possible for Cover Radio. Bub and Fee Show out for tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday talking Indian baseball.
Week. A lot of baseball and softball going on.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.